My Swedish is worse.
So, that's fine.
Penalty short.
Okay, well, obviously that, right. Yeah, we're fine. I could even just start by even asking you, what effect do you see, or do you see, what impact do you see Chernobyl having, if any, on Swedish politics, particularly as it focuses on the question of nuclear power and energy?
Well, what happened in this very severe accident was that the opinion to as fast as possible realize the plan of taking away nuclear power was strengthened by the catastrophe in Chernobyl. And we, as you know, are a line three party, so to say, and we have worked to that abolishing of nuclear power in a planned way should be realized, and that concrete steps should be taken. This was our position before Chernobyl, and this position has, in the opinion, been strengthened by the accident, and also in the, I think, in the Swedish public opinion, that this has do some change, and I also think that people who have tried to postpone, perhaps to neglect the abolishing of nuclear power until 2010, that they now have what do you call, they have feel hot feet.
They're worried, eh?
Yeah. And some of them, I think, have begun to try to work more concrete to realize the result of the referendum that was held.
Several people I've talked to have told me that before Chernobyl, they never thought that the government really was planning at all to implement the effect of the referendum, because abracadabra, Sweden can't live without nuclear power.
You know, they were postponing any concrete measure. Well, no concrete matter or concrete steps are taken now either, but they are at least forced a bit by what happened and by the called the results for Sweden of the accident. And you can see that there are very, very serious injuries to the culture of the, what do you call it, Sama or Lapp?
Laps,
Laps,
right.
Yes, up in the north, because in the Swedish mountain in the north there had been raining, and some of the, or the growings or the...
Yeah, the
the grass,
but
the
grass
the
wheat and the reindeer, now they have to bury them.
And, yes. And you know, there are a lot of reindeers.
I'm going up to Umeå to talk to the Lapps in next week, so
and,
with a translator.
Some people are, I think, also people are injured. So the situation, I think, is even more serious than what have the authorities said.
When the people from this institute for the Karolinska Institute, the come on the television, Natalia, are they a credibility problem for you? Do you? I've talked to a lot of people who seem to indicate that their faith in what the scientists and the experts are telling them about the radioactivity is dwindling. They don't believe people any longer.
Yes, I think so, that people don't trust so much on the so-called experts now. Because the Swedish, I don't know the English word for it, Strålskyddsinstitut, you have seen it perhaps, SSI.
Oh yeah, abbreviation.
That's right, yeah.
And they have, I think they are very much in favor of nuclear power, and they have tried to diminish the effects of it, and they have to correct and change their figures and their risk judgment and have to increase it when facts are what we call it, that facts are pressed forward by others, and then they have had to change what their information and so on, and this has not increased, that it has diminished their, what do you call it,
credibility.
Yes.
As I've been reading the papers, it seems the center party is the main, politically, since seems to be latching onto this issue just as they were at the forefront. They seem to be trying to force political dialogue and trying to move for a quicker acceleration now. Do you see it like that, or this is from the newspapers? I don't know yet.
Yes, our party has also tried to show how it could be done faster to abolish nuclear power, because it will strengthen the position of Sweden internationally, because we think that there must be also an international agreement to take away nuclear power. And if Sweden begin with really concrete steps itself, it can work much more efficient also in the international scale to that we should get rid of nuclear power.
Do you have alternatives?
Well, we have taken as an alternative that the Barsebäck, which is the baddest located or the worst located nuclear power plant.
Which is down there, yes,
yes,
yes. If you were a Dane, you'd really think so.
Yes, yes. Also, if you are a Swede, because it is very high density of population around it in Sweden and in Denmark.
I met with
and
the,
you know,
yeah.
If you should take away people in the same surfaces they have done, or the same area as they are done in Chernobyl, that is 30 kilometers, then you have to take away 2.5 or 3 million people. And that is impossible to do, especially in a small country like Denmark, because it's about 2 million Danish people who has to be moved.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, I think, the worst located nuclear plant in the world. This is the first task, to get rid of Barsebäck. Then there also are some plants which are in a technically not very good shape in Sweden, like the Ringhals 2.
This is the one where they just committed,
yes,
all that money to, that's right.
So we said, yeah, that they should begin as fast as possible to take Barsebäck out from, what do you call it, out of work.
Yeah, out of operation. Yeah.
Out of operation. And then we shall take one reactor a year. And then in 10 years, we have that is up till, if we begin this year, it is turn 1995, 1996. Sweden is without nuclear power.
And where will the energy come from, in your opinion? It's about 40% of electrical energy now, right? Is produced by power.
Saving,
conservation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then some of the Swedish, we have very much water, hydroelectric power stations in Sweden, and many of those are in the position that they can be modernized and more efficient. They can have more efficient turbines than what they have today, and this will increase. I have not the concrete.
Yeah, because the ecology, the Green Party gets angry at that. Yeah. But,
No, but we don't want to build any new.
Yeah. Oh, no new one.
New one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we want to, those in operation should be more efficient, more modern. Some of them are rather old.
I see, that's a good idea.
They have very inefficient turbines. You know. Then, of course, there should be development of the alternate nuclear, like turfs and energy woods
and solar,
and so on.
Yeah.
So that is, I think, the main source is to get. But to do this, you have to make it as a plan, and you have to make a plan for creating the alternatives. In some you have the techniques already, some you have to make more research to develop further, but if you then have some years, then it is possible. And you know, to take one reactor a year is not a very high speed. But
this Barsebäck, is very important. This August 9th, I see there's a big protest in March. I met this morning with the committee on against nuclear power and with the Green Party. And
yes, we worked together with them for this march.
Yeah, I should actually wear it. I forgot. They gave it to me and I forgot to put it on. But they gave me all the literature on it, and I think I'm going to actually go down on August 9th.
Yeah. So you're working closely with them on that?
Yes, there is a front consisting of 29 organizations. And our party has, especially in the Skåne, in the south, where it had its origin, this action or demonstration. And our party district in the south played a very active role to realize this march. And then on the state level, or the, call it federal.
Or local level.
On the total level, or on the
federal level.
Federal level, as you call it, then there is the environment organizations, like the People's Campaign, as you met this morning, and also the, we call it the environment organization.
You know, the ecology groups and the wildlife groups.
Really, the so-called Green Party or has not been so very active in preparing this action and this unity work, but the non-party groups, the more political broad environment or ecology groups, have been very active in it, and we have worked very good together with them.
How do you think the Social Democrats are going to address this issue?
The youth of the Youth League of the Social Democratic Party, the SSU, take part in the 9th of August action.
Do you think when the legislature and the parliament reconvenes in October? Do you think Ingvar Carlsson will address this issue at all, or do you think that he's going to wait and watch public opinion form, or it seems that there is public opinion?
You know, they have give some direction for some state committee.
This Energy Council.
That are working on the Energy Council. And they have
have said that I will get a proposal from them during this autumn. And then I think that, you know, the Swedish Parliament works from October to June. And during that parliamentary period, 86-87, they must come with some proposition from the government, and some statement, and that it will be discussed in the parliament. It should be a very big mistake done by the government if they didn't come with anything during that period, I think.
Yeah. Do you think the Swedish, from what you've been able to tell, do you think the Swedish people, the Swedes are interesting for me because I've never met a group who are more trusting as a majority of their government. It's very, I think, at least from my talks and my travels and my, and now this seems to be something that that could shatter that. That could bring political instability. Maybe not. I'm asking really. I don't know. There's tremendous faith in their scientists and in their government, and then this happens.
Yeah, I think that the government, if they will keep the rather strong position, they have to do something and to show that they, in a concrete way, that they have a serious intention to, what do you call it, to take away the war.
Yeah. To abolish
nuclear power, and that this must be concretized, and that they will have propositions which are people can think are practically and also in the aim of the referendum.
And your party intends to move aggressively on this?
We intend to move very hard for that, and we are trying to work very much for, we work already for the action in Barsebäck. We will work very much, we are collecting names, you know, on lists.
Yeah.
And we will try to make any effort to bring the
dismantling. That's a good word.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it, we will make it faster, because we think it's necessary to, as fast as possible, abolish nuclear.
I have one final question, because I know you, you're busy. The last one would be, can you tell me why, in your opinion, as a, someone who watches Swedish politics, participates in it, and also obviously knows the Swedish people, why, following Chernobyl, there was hysteria, fallout hysteria, all through Europe, literally, in many countries, yet Sweden seem to just carry on, not hysterical, not panic. Whereas in Austria, Poland, Switzerland, Germany, children were kept in, people were panicked, taking iodine, etc. All the things, but not in Sweden, where there seemed to be just the Sunday after Chernobyl, the parks were full. Still,
yes, yes.
I'm just. What? Why?
I think in some areas, at least, the authorities gave an information that underestimated the risks, and that is, I think, the reason. For it, or one of the reasons for it. Perhaps it has perhaps to do also that Swedish people sometimes have a rather passive attitude towards what
happens sometimes and think that, well, we are so safe here that it can't really be true, and so on, that people doesn't dare to react or to take into themselves what is really the thing that is perhaps so too. But the information given was not very good, and especially in some parts of Sweden it was more information to make people more calm than they should have been.
So you think the government withheld information?
Well, perhaps not the government.
I mean,
the authorities are not...
Yeah, I want to think the name of these... this National Institute of Radiation Protection?
They made really...
Gunnar Bengtsson and Jack Amundsen.
Had a very low code. They guaranteed that, well, these are very much under the limit values, and this is not very dangerous. There has been some increase, but, and so on. And after a while they had to correct themselves and so on, but then some time had been passing and people had get used to the thinking of this catastrophe, and you know, then people got to know that, well, it was more dangerous 2 weeks ago than now. But of course there were some strong reactions in some parts of Sweden.
Yeah, particularly
in Gävle and in the, what would call the middle of the north, or the south of the north.
Quite serious. Well, thank you.
And also among the so-called DAP population, it has been very strong reactions, and also their culture.
Well, the Laps have been upset for a long time, too, even with hydroelectric there.
They have been upset because also by the, what you call it, the forestry.
Right,
or forest industries, which have somewhat changed the ecological balance and also the possibilities of having the reindeer farming, which is...
so
you know, that they have to go around with and so on, and some woods growing rather high up the hills or the mountains have been cut off, and this has really endured the possibilities of the Lapp minority.
I was watching the, Cocoa Head. I was watching the television on Friday night when the fellow came out and showed, that was when the government had announced that the Laps would have to dig that big hole and kill their reindeer and put them in that hole. But then some government scientists came up with the idea that if you washed the meat, it was okay to eat. Did you see this? And So I wanted to know. See, I started laughing. I said to my friends, I was out at one of my friends, Swedish friends' home. I said, I want to know where the water's going.
and you can also think that if you have 100,000 reindeers, perhaps more, that would be killed. But every reindeer has a size of perhaps 1.5 meter. Well, then you have 15 Swedish miles or 150 kilometers of reindeers to bury down. It is
and now they're
a hell of a lot.
Oh yeah, and now they're finding the fish now too. Now all of a sudden they're finding out the.
The ecological pollution has gone rather. Also, Sweden is a very big country and have a small population, and because the environment problems are not as big in some. Meanings of the word as in the central of Europe and so on, but also already many Swedish lakes have been poisoned, fish are not good to eat, and so on. And now this increases it in a dramatic way. And what Chernobyl has shown is that the nuclear technology has to be abolished, especially the weapons, especially nuclear weapons, but also the so-called peaceful use of it.
Mm.
And this position we have had now partly for a long time, and I think we are the very first communist party in the world who has this position.
Yeah, it's a different. I was going to say it's a different position. That's another reason I was glad I was seeing you, because I've read quite a bit about the Communist Party in this country and others, and yours is, I believe, alone in that position on nuclear power.
But you know, the Chernobyl has at least made some change, I think, in the attitude of other communist parties towards our position. It is more or better understood now. Some people in capitalist countries, or some representatives also from parties in the socialist parties in Houston, Eastern Europe, which I have, who I have been talking to, have admitted that well, they don't agree with our position, but they have to, they can't be as, what to call it, as negative, or what to call it, and they put themselves up on a very high seat and on a very low.
That's right.
They can't do that anymore. They have to at least admit that, well, this is a possible way of thinking, and so on, and they have to think over the position more, much more serious. And this, I think it's kind of outcome of it too. But the concrete steps are not very big, and you can see the Soviet party, for instance, are going on and trying to begin again to take the Chernobyl 1 and 2 into, you call it, into thrift.
That's
again,
right, yeah, no.
In operation again.
Exactly. Although, you know, it did bother me, as someone who studies this, that when the Swedes discovered that the Chernobyl accident had occurred, they actually thought it was theirs. Obviously, they didn't know that it was from Chernobyl, and it just shows how uncertain things are, that here something rings and they detect the radiation, and they thought it was their own, and that they didn't even have it. It's rather frightening to think that...
What it showed was that, the Swedish authorities were not at all prepared, and you know, the first news was that it was one of the Swedish plants which have had some
Forsmark,
yes,
yeah.
That it had a fault, because it was there it was first and seen, and well, this showed that the Swedish radiation protection system is very dead developed, I think, and it has to be much more efficient in the future.
Mm. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
I didn't. There were other issues of like.
Yes, but if you have other issues, please.
Do you have someone waiting though? Or?
No.
Oh, I thought you had someone waiting for you.
No. I was sitting in a meeting, but I had told those people I was sitting with that at 4 o'clock I am.
Oh, I see. Oh,
at your disposal.
Yeah. Well, there were actually there.
So I am to your disposal.
Oh, I could ask you a few more.
Every question.
As long as you don't mind. No, that would be great. You know, as the party. Do you have a position on the right now on the the disposal of nuclear or radioactive waste? So you said, I mean, right now the radioactive waste from the Swedish plants, mm-hmm. they're just being stored right now. And I guess some people want to put them in the mountains, and I guess some want to do this exchange. Does the party have a position on this at all, on what is in this, in the United States, a very important issue, which is the how do you dispose of nuclear waste and where do you put them? And you know, I understand they're drilling in the mountains here already. Looking, are you familiar with this? Or
well, I personally, well, not the expert of it, and but what we have said is that it should be very, very careful worked out, and the solutions proposed hitherto are not